You're listening to the Fuse Chamber Podcast, where you get the elite mindsets and skills to ignite your voice and build your audience. I'm your host, Chris Williams, and I want to help you live the life you really want. Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 2, The Secret of the 2%. Today I want to discuss something that I never want you to forget. The difference between you and those who are already living the life that you want. Why does so much success sit with a seemingly privileged few? What do they have that you don't? And what does it take to really get it? Now, before we get into it, let's remember why we're here. I want to create the next generation of leaders in arts, business, and community. An elite tribe of powerful, successful professionals who redefine how artists and entrepreneurs can do what they really want to do with their lives, full of passion and without compromise. You feel like you're on your own, without a net, without a map. But you don't have to be. Don't sink your time into the latest trend in leadership, creativity, innovation, and success thinking. What works is what has always worked. Always has, always will. I'll show you who you have to become in order to win, and I'll be here to inspire you each and every week so that you stay inspired and stay driven. This investment of 15 minutes a week will create habits that will forever change your life and career. So let's get into it. The reason I do this podcast in the first place is because I want you to have something that 98% of the population doesn't have. Number one, simple, effective knowledge. There's an awful lot of information out there about how to be successful at whatever it is you do. Most of it boils down to a few fundamentals. I want you to understand, memorize, and breathe those fundamentals. Number two, habits. I want you to take those fundamentals and repeat them, and repeat them, and repeat them, even if it seems counterintuitive at first, until you get so good at it that it becomes second nature to you. Number three, inspiration. The most important thing I can give you is constant support and inspiration. Even if I'm not there with you in the room, having me here to listen to week in and week out will really help you stay on track, stay driven, and stay in the fight. Even old episodes that you've heard before, listened to months ago, will become fresh and new again as you evolve, learn, grow, and deepen. And this inspiration is not just pure evangelism or cheerleading. I'm working on giving you the mindset of a champion, a way of controlling your mind and your actions to ensure success in whatever you do in life. So I want you to be one of the 2%. Now, how do I know that a very slim portion of the population actually gets it? I frequently bring my coaching clients out in large groups of, say, 8 to 15, and we'll go out for a beer, we'll start conversing, we'll start socializing and having a good time, and then I ask them a few questions. The first and most important one is, why are you here? That is to say, why do you do what you do every day? What gets you up and out of bed and into your profession? Do you know what the answer is for most people? For all but one or two in the group, the answer invariably is going to be something like, because my parents did it, or because my family expected me to stay in the business, or to pay my bills, or pay my mortgage. Now, the enlightened few, the 2% that is, know exactly why they do what they do. And those tend to be the people that have all the open quote luck, close quote. They get all the breaks. They get promoted faster. They get to do the work they really want to do. And most people will tend to think, as a result, that those people are born into it. Do they have the right genetics? No. The real secret of those people, that 2%, is that they're so locked into what they want to do that they'll outwork you and everyone else every time. And you know why? Because to them, it doesn't seem like work. This is all they've ever wanted to do. They have no idea what the cost might be. They have no idea how they're going to get there. They have no certainty about how to go about it. All they know is that they're going to get there. And as a result, they kick off earlier than you. They start accumulating successes earlier than you. And by the time everyone stops to take notice, they're already in the lead. So I want you to become one of those 2%. And if you tune into this podcast week in, week out, even before you believe that what I say is going to work, for a very small investment of your time and for the low, low cost of just listening to this podcast for free, you'll see a massive difference in how you approach your life. You'll see small successes at first, but within just a few months, you won't recognize the person you see in the mirror. You will literally be a completely different dude. Now, people who are living the lives that they were born to lead without compromises, they're truly the most blessed people on earth. But hey, make no mistake. The people that you might envy because they have homes in Malibu or $500,000 cars had to compromise something to get those things. In order to accumulate that much wealth, they have to offer something that's extremely valuable, or a very large percentage of the population wants to have it. So that means some kind of mass appeal, right? And in this day and age, that mass appeal is a finely tuned machine. It's precision crafted, well understood, and entirely manufactured. Now, I'm not here to get you wealthy or to get you famous. That's different than living the life that you were meant to live. Those things could be a byproduct of living that life, most definitely. But when I talk about having a life that other people will envy, I'm talking about a life that is 100% yours by design. And yes, there are many who have that authentic life and manage to accumulate wealth, and I'm not saying that you can't have it or that you shouldn't have it. But I am saying that that road is beset with challenges and compromises at a totally different level. And you may find yourself someday, and I certainly wish that for you, but I want you to recognize right now, up front, today, that if your goal is to be wealthy, if your goal is to be famous, then in a way, you've already failed. If your reason for being is to accumulate massive amounts of wealth to show other people your accomplishments, you'll never be happy. There will always be others with more than you. There will always be someone who can take it away from you, too. But if, and pay attention now, if, on the other hand, you crave a life that is entirely of your own design, working how you want, when you want, on whatever you want, answering to nobody but yourself, doing whatever it is you were born to do, then this is the place for you. And you'll truly become one of the elite, one of the select few who has complete control and complete freedom. And in our society, guys, that's a very rare and precious thing. One final thought. The wisdom that I'm offering you is not secret. It's not magic. It's not copyrighted. I didn't invent it. What I teach is so simple because it works, and it has always worked. It comes from the wisdom of our ancestors, from nature. It comes from the teachings of the great philosophers of the past, from the warrior and spiritual traditions of ancient and current culture, and it even comes from your grandmama's kitchen. But wait, if it's so simple, how come only 2% of the people have it and use it? The answer is actually also very simple, because it's hard work and it takes time. It's going to require patience, commitment, resilience, maturity. There are no shortcuts. There is no instant gratification. You'll see just enough results to keep you moving from session to session, week to week, month to month, growing just enough to keep you driven and on the path. But make no mistake, it requires courage, the likes of which are rarely seen in our time. But I can assure you this with confidence, if you are willing, you will be victorious. Now that's just something for you to think about. Will you be one of the 2%? Friends, thank you for listening. You can reach out at fusechamber.com or find me on Twitter @fusechamber. Come in for some more insight and coaching next week. I'll see you then.